Today, the church celebrates Monday of the 27th week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to that place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In today's Gospel, a lawyer asks Jesus 2 crucial questions. First, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus encourages the lawyer to answer the question by referring to the command to love God and neighbor. Second, to justify himself for not treating everyone as his neighbor, perhaps, he asks, "And who is my neighbor?" In response to that question, Jesus tells the parable of the Good Samaritan. Looking carefully at the parable, we see it doesn't answer the question, "Who is my neighbor?" Instead, it seems to answer another question. Which of these 3 proved himself to be a neighbor? The parable explains what it means to be a genuine neighbor. Jesus implies that being a neighbor to others is more important than defining who my neighbor is. The lesson is that everyone is my neighbor. We could say that the answer to the lawyer's first question, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" is to be a good neighbor. If you want to know what it means to be a good neighbor, look at the Samaritan. The priest, the Levite, and Samaritan noticed the wounded man by the roadside. What set the Samaritan apart is that he responded to what he noticed. The priest and the Levite probably saw with eyes focused on the laws of purity, which they saw as more important than showing compassion. Their way of seeing precluded offering assistance to the man on the road. The Samaritan's way of seeing gave way to compassion and mercy. It's the kind of seeing that characterized Jesus himself. So, his answer to the lawyer's first question is, be a good neighbor in the way that I am.